sorry, bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we bless your name this morning. We lift up the holy name. We know the name Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you even the year how, Lord, you've taken us so far, O God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Lord. Father, we thank you, Jenny Mercies, that you've given to us from far and near. And here we are.
To knowledge, and to temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. So these are the things that we are going to look through, which will burn us. And the first thing is what? Faith. you want to be like him, God wants you to grow in faith. So we'll camp on that. But let's look at verse 8. He said, for if these things be in you, if these things be in you and abound, take notice of that. It can be in you, but it doesn't abound. But if it be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If these things, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity, if they are in you, these virtues are in you, they make you fruitful.
Amen.
You will not be barren.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Why God wants us to be like him? He said, our prophet William Branham said, the supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. Amen. God will never come to your level. You will have to come to his. God will not come to your requirements. You will have to come to God's. Amen.
Amen.
And when that requirement says all these virtues he has given to us, if those requirements are met, amen, he said your entire being changes. Your thinking changes. Your habits change. Everything about you changes. Your desires change. Your living changes. He said you change. And everything about you changes because there is a new life in you.
Amen.
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 And a new life being in you, it means God's nature now has come to settle in you. Because God himself is looking for a resting place. God is looking for a house, a temple, where he will dwell in and walk in it. So that he will be your God and we will be what? His people. You know that the Bible says David had wanted to build him a temple. Praise the Lord. But it was his son Solomon who built a temple for him. So for God. The Bible also says, but how can the Most High God dwell in temples that have been made with man's hand? God, how can he dwell in a temple that has been made with what? Man's hand.
Praise the Lord.
And so, in the Bible, God asks, what house are you going to build him in? So that house, if you are, he expected that you will build him, is not made with what? Human's hand.
Amen. Amen.
And so, look at how God is. He's everywhere. Right now, this Sunday, even in Ireland here, there are churches in Dublin, there are churches in Limerick, everywhere they are calling on him.
Amen.
He's an omnipresent God. He's everywhere. So how can you confine an omnipresent God who is everywhere in a house that you have built with your hands? It won't be possible. That's why God wants to. God is everywhere. He wants to be in you. And so when you are in Alaska, he's in you. While you're in America, he is in you. The omnipresent God. And so ye are the temples of the living God, in which he wants to dwell and walk in it. But that house that you need to build in this temple, this is your body, it needs to be what? It needs to be prepared. So he's going to give us the materials. That's what we have called faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. These are the materials, divine materials, God has given to us to build this house so that He will come and live in this house. Live in you. Praise God. So, in verse 2, verse 1, in verse 10, of God descended upon that tabernacle and filled it. And so if we also will give the same diligence and take these materials and build that this very temple, this body, for the Lord to come, when we build it right, He will also descend and fill this body. And that is when you have received the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, looking at the first one, the first material, when I'm getting this time, you let me know. Let's look at the first material. The first material is what? Faith. Have you gotten my lesson? Yeah, the last one. The pyramid. The first material is faith. So let us find out what is faith in the first place. What is faith? And we can look at, for definition, let's go back to the Bible for the definition of what faith. Hebrews 1 verse 1. It said, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it is by this the elders obtain a good report. So faith is what? A substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is my stake? So here is your body. This is the body. And the foundation, the first material, is what? Faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So faith is going to be the foundation of that house God wants to come and live in. And the definition, the Bible says, it's a substance of thing you hope for. You hope for it. It's not something that you see, but you hope for it. Amen. And the Bible again says that without this faith, it's impossible to please God. Your foundation. Without it, it's impossible to what? To please God. He said,
Anyone that cometh unto him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And it's again in the Bible, it said, it is through this faith the forefathers obtained very good report. Through this faith, they were able to subdue kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of what? Lions. Amen. And how is faith come to you? How can faith come to you? The Bible says, faith cometh by what? Hearing. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. As you sit at his feet, hearing his word, God is building you up. Amen. He's building you to that stature. He wants you to be so that he comes and what? Live in you. Amen. So faith is something that you don't see. You don't see faith. You hope for it. So you go on your knees, you are praying. You want to ask God for something. That thing you are asking is not there like this for you. But through your prayer, God will provide this for you. That's faith. He said, faith, you don't feel faith. You don't taste faith. And you don't smell faith. And so faith becomes a substance of things that you yourself will have to hope for and believe. Because he that cometh unto me must believe that I am he. I'm the one that can reward you, can provide you with what? With your needs. So faith is a revelation. Faith is what? A purchasing power. Faith acknowledges the word of God to be truth. And faith has no hindrance. All these things, when we come back again, my 3 weeks is over, but we want to lay the foundation properly. When I come back again, after other ministers have come, we will now go on this faith and expound on it. But for today, all that God is asking you is that he's looking for a place where he can live and stay in and be your God. And so he's giving you the materials that you will need to build this temple. This is the temple he wants to live in. And your foundation goes with what? Faith. Every house you build must have a faith, must have a foundation. And the foundation must be very strong so that whatever you build upon it, it will stay. Because the house that you are going to build, it will be tested. Amen. To be tested with what? The cares of this world, the trials of this world. Those are the things that will come and test this body. But if the foundation is very strong, faith in God, it will never, nothing can break that house. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord. You want to live in us. You want to walk in us. You want to dwell in us. So that, Lord, you will be our God and we will be your people. Lord Jesus, yes, we want to build this temple according to your requirements, according to the way that, Lord, you want it, so that you can come in and dwell. And then our desires will be according to your desires. Our works will be according to your works. And everything that we do, Lord, it will be according to what, Lord, you want us to do. So, Lord Jesus, help us as we want to build this stature of a perfect man. We want to build this house for you to come and dwell in. We thank you. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. And, Father, we want to commit our songs and praises and worship into your hands. As Lord, we prepare ourselves to hear your word, and so we commit your servant, Lord, into your hands. Lord, overshadow him. As we sat down, Lord, you know the needs of everyone. Father, let a word be said today that will go and confirm and even inspire and quicken, Lord, those things that your children are desiring. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, forgive me, I had to rush in because my GPS took us through some side road and it was terrible.
Amen.
God richly bless you.